With just weeks to spare, House Republicans unveiled a broad tax bill this week that includes one more year of revenue from the tax supporting the Black Lung Disability Trust Fund. The trust fund provides benefits to more than 25,000 coal miners and their dependents, and as more miners are diagnosed with the disease, strain on the trust fund is likely to grow. An excise tax on coal is set to be reduced by 50% at the end of the year. The Government Accountability Office has said that if the coal tax isn't extended, the trust fund could be $15 billion in debt by 2050, effectively shifting the responsibility for supporting disabled coal miners from coal companies to taxpayers. Jason McDonald is a political scientist at West Virginia University. He says it's a lot easier for politicians to let a provision quietly expire than to actively vote against it.
You know, a lot of senators might not care that much about the issue. But a lot of members in the House might not care that much about the issue. They might be perfectly fine with coal companies having the general public pay for this cost, right? But if they were forced to vote on it, so if they were forced to be held accountable on it, they might take the general public's side.
The bill's outlook remains uncertain in the short lame duck session. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky told the Ohio Valley Resource in October that the excise tax would not be allowed to enter a, quote, expiration situation. A spokesperson for the senator later added that regardless of whether the coal tax is extended, no miners would lose their benefits. Coal community activists are lobbying in Washington, urging their representatives to extend the excise tax. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Whitesburg, Kentucky.